Joe Biden uses Carter's funeral to warn against hate and abuse of power. By Wendell Hasebo on January 9, 2025. President Joe Biden politicized former President Jimmy Carter's funeral on Thursday to warn the nation against hate and abuse of power. Biden's comments, delivered while President-elect Donald Trump sat in the audience, were unintentionally ironic. Biden's allies tried to imprison Trump, bankrupt him, remove him from the ballot, and make him politically irrelevant by introducing a partisan committee to investigate January 6. Jimmy Carter's friendship taught me, strength of character is more than the title or power we hold. It's the strength to understand that everyone should be treated with dignity, respect. That everyone, and I mean everyone, deserves an even shot, Biden told the audience with Trump in the second row. We have an obligation to give hate no safe harbor and to stand up to what, my dad said, the greatest sin of all, the abuse of power, Biden said, as all of the living former presidents looked on. It's not about being perfect, none of us are perfect. We're all fallible, he claimed. Jimmy Carter, throughout his life, he showed us what it means to be a practitioner of good works and a good and faithful servant of God, and of the people, Biden added. Biden's comments did not seem to impact Trump, who sat next to Barack Obama. Before the ceremony, Trump and Obama looked like old pals. Despite Obama's comments months earlier that insinuated Trump was a threat to democracy and a Hitlerian figure, Vice President Kamala Harris, who sat in the first row in front of Obama, turned around in her seat to glance at Trump and Obama's friendly conversation. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.